Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
A large gun trafficking ring has been busted in Manhattan, with prosecutors saying several guns traveled up the so-called Iron Pipeline along I-95 from Georgia, but not anymore.
Dozens of firearms worth tens of thousands of dollars now taken off the streets. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says this was a gun trafficking conspiracy that spans from Georgia right here to the city.
Some of the sales occurred in the heart of Chinatown. Two of the defendants allegedly helped carry out sales in Brooklyn. Vern Jolly's father, Daniel Jolly.
He tells us four men from Brooklyn and Georgia are facing multiple charges.
93% of guns recovered in crimes committed in New York City originated from out of state.
Investigators say the sales of these guns were advertised through text messages and video calls. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
And what's really weird, Winds family, is as many stories that we've done about this and people being busted and stopping this, they're still doing it. It's like, didn't y'all get the memo? They need to listen to 1010 Winds. New York's congressional candidates making their final pitches to voters before tomorrow's primary. Yeah, tomorrow's election day, everybody. Early voting started more than a week ago. More than 170,000 New Yorkers casting their ballots across the five boroughs. Mayor Mamdani also voted early at the Metropolitan Museum of Art over the weekend. Voters selecting candidates for Congress, New York State Comptroller, State Senate, State Assembly, and other offices. Polls tomorrow open at 6, close at 9 p.m. Well, the results are in now for the mayor of Bayville, Long Island. As we've been telling you on 1010 Winds, the election was unique since nobody was running, but a winner has emerged after voters wrote in dozens of names, and we'll have that for you a little bit later in the broadcast. A beef over a dice game in the Bronx left a father of four dead. Now the man who pulled the trigger will spend the next 23 years behind bars. 32-year-old Kareem Reed was convicted of first-degree manslaughter earlier this year for shooting Tyrone Tabana back in August of 2020. Prosecutors say Tabana accused Reed of cheating, who took offense to that and fired several shots after the game ended, hitting the victim in the femoral artery. Another player was hit in the ankle, and he survived. New York officials hoping for another miracle on ice, making a big push now to bring the Winter Olympics back to Lake Placid.
Time is ticking. Only 16 years left to decide who's hosting the Winter Olympics. 2042 is right around the corner.
You said 2042?
Yep, 2042. But planning starts now. Governor Hochul's exploring that and if New York City and Lake Placid can co-host. Brian says
that actually would be kind of dope that it actually happens.
Two thumbs up from Justin, too. However,
in terms of affordability, if it's around the same like the Knicks championship, the World Cup, then yeah, it'd definitely be good to see it more affordable for people.
Yeah, that seems to be New Yorkers' focus. Why should we host if we can't afford to go? But
yeah, I feel like it could do some good for the city.
For now, Governor Hochul says it's time to return the Olympic flame back to New York. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
1010 Winds, AccuWeather, into the evening, cloudy and more humid, says AccuWeather, with showers and a couple of heavier thunderstorms around. Any downpours can cause temporary flooding on streets and can be accompanied by gusty winds, they're telling us. The rest of tonight, overcast and muggy with periods of rain and a low of 67. We're at 73 degrees right now in Central Park, a far cry from what we had the other day, right? So back to Bayville, Long Island now. You remember the story that we did a week or so ago? They were trying to figure out, okay, who's going to be the town's next mayor? Nobody signed up. Nobody wanted to run for office. None of that going on. We thought we had a guy, but apparently he chose to go in a different direction. Well, the election was hell, and so they depended on write-in votes. Yes, write-ins. And one winner emerged after voters decided, okay, we'll let this guy be the mayor. And he figured, okay.
If you live in Bayville, you may remember Paul Rupp was the mayor from 2014 to 2018. Now, he was elected the mayor once again. But this was a very unusual election because no one actually ran for mayor. It was a write-in only ballot. In total, voters wrote in 46 names. Rupp, the former mayor, had the most votes at 519. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
That's pretty bad when you got to talk somebody into becoming mayor. A former retail icon in New York is rising from the ashes, you might say. Yeah, Modell's making a comeback by selling special Knicks championship t-shirts featuring another city icon. How about a pigeon? Yes, a pigeon. The design shows the bird perched on a basketball with the word Nodels written in Knicks blue and orange. Underneath that is the I Heart New York symbol with the slogan, "We are the champions," followed by the sentence, "Resilient, gritty, adaptable, and loyal," much like everyday New Yorkers. This is all for a good cause, with founder Mitch Modell saying sales will help raise funds. That's for free prostate cancer screenings. The shirts will be available at MitchellModells.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.